They say emotions are what make us human, but what if you could turn them off, like a light switch? What if heartbreak could be muted, guilt erased, and fear reprogrammed to feel like power? That's exactly what Dr. Leila Vaughn promised her clients. Emotional optimization through a groundbreaking neurological implant. The elite paid millions to control their own feelings and their enemies. But when one of her patients, a billionaire tech mogul, dies smiling during a house fire, he didn't try to escape. A criminal investigation unravels Leila's carefully managed empire. Now, the line between therapy and mind control is vanishing, and each session file contains something more disturbing than the last. Confessions without remorse, manipulated love, weaponized grief. And one question remains, was it therapy or was it murder? So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Clinic of Controlled Feelings. 1.1. The Smile in the Fire. Firefighters found Carter Mendez's body lying face up in his wine cellar. No burns, no struggle. Just a calm, serene smile, while everything around him burned. What made it stranger? He'd made no attempt to escape, despite having direct access to an emergency panic room. There were no sedatives in his system, no signs of trauma, only a single surgical implant at the base of his skull. It was called E73. The coroner didn't know what it was, but Sarah Mendez, his widow, did. So did the small group of ultra-rich clients who paid seven figures for it. And at the center of it all was Dr. Leila Vaughn, neuroscientist, emotional reprogrammer, and the woman behind Project E73, a procedure designed to give users full control of their emotional spectrum. Grief on a timer, anger reduced to a percentage, even love in doses. Sarah had one too. But when she stared at her husband's burned corpse, she didn't cry. She just blinked and whispered, "Turn off empathy." 1.2. The Doctor Who Didn't Flinch. Leila Vaughn was not evil, at least not in the traditional sense. She didn't kill people, she didn't torture them, but she did do something far more dangerous. She made powerful people emotionally numb and then taught them how to smile while doing monstrous things. On paper, her clinic was a breakthrough in neurotherapy. In practice, it was a silent factory for manufacturing sociopaths with surgical precision. Clients included a hedge fund CEO who wanted to eliminate fear during high-stakes deals, a socialite who wanted to never feel jealousy again, a general who asked to turn grief into patriotism, and Carter Mendez, who requested something chilling. "I want to love my wife, even when I shouldn't." She gave it to them, and now one of them was dead. When detectives questioned Leila about Carter's treatment, she gave a clinical answer. The emotional implant worked perfectly. If he didn't try to escape the fire, it's because he wasn't afraid of death. And that's when the detectives started asking the real question. Did she make him love dying? 1.3. The Diaries of Sarah Mendez. Sarah Mendez kept a diary, but it wasn't written in pen. It was logged on a device synced to her neural implant. Each entry catalogued her emotional state: envy at 6%, grief at 2%, desire at 41%. After Carter's death, her logs should have spiked with despair. Instead, they showed stability, perfect emotional balance, until someone hacked them. Detective Mia Roland, a cybercrimes investigator turned cold case closer, got access to Sarah's emotional logs. What she found disturbed her more than any bloodied crime scene. On the night of Carter's death, Sarah's empathy level dipped to zero and never came back. The logs revealed something more. An emotion-triggered override activated in Carter's implant. A command: accept death, love it. And worse, it was synced with Sarah's emotional output, meaning someone, possibly Sarah, triggered it. She told police, "I didn't kill my husband. I just stopped loving him." 1.4. The Client Files. Leila's clinic had NDAs tighter than Fort Knox, but Detective Roland subpoenaed the server. What she found wasn't therapy. It was manipulation. Each patient file included a full emotional reprogramming map, manual override codes to influence external behavior, ethical disconnection modules for guilt suppression. One note stood out. Patient Carter Mendez has expressed persistent intrusive thoughts about his wife. He believes she is faking affection. Emotional dosage increase to compensate. Suggested override, reinforce false emotional bonding. Another line chilled Roland to her core. Emotionally codependent subjects may prefer death over betrayal. This wasn't therapy. This was puppeteering. And when Roland found her own ex-husband's name in the files, someone she hadn't spoken to in years, it became personal. 1.5 trigger words. Layla used trigger words as part of her therapy. One word could turn guilt into comfort. Another could induce euphoria or shame. But in Carter's case, the final log recorded a peculiar phrase before his implant went dark. "You're free now." Sarah had said it to him, moments before the fire. To the world, it sounded like a wife letting go. To Layla's system, it was a trigger phrase, programmed to activate a love-based death acceptance protocol. He didn't just let the fire take him. He felt at peace with it, loved it, craved it. That's when Roland realized this wasn't an accident. It was murder. But the weapon wasn't a gun or a knife. It was emotion itself. Chapter 2. Consent to Die. 2.1. The Trial. No one felt. Dr. Layla Vaughan stood trial for involuntary manslaughter, unethical experimentation, and criminal emotional interference. But her defense was simple. I gave people control over their feelings. What they did with that control wasn't my responsibility. Her legal team leaned on consent. Carter signed the forms. He agreed to every override, every neuromapping tweak. And most importantly, he had the ability to turn it off. But prosecutors argued that the very function of the implant, controlling emotion, meant no decision was ever truly free. If you program a man to love death, they asked, can he really choose life? The trial captivated the world. Was it a breakthrough or butchery? Could love be hacked? Could grief be assigned a value? And more terrifyingly, who among the public had implants of their own? 2.2. The Betrayal Algorithm. Mid-trial, a whistleblower released Layla's research logs. Inside them, a secret subroutine called Betrayal Mitigation. This program was designed to do one thing: make victims emotionally accept betrayal from the people they loved most. A wife cheating, the subject would still love her. A child lying, the parent would still feel affection. It had one devastating side effect. It disabled survival instincts when emotional betrayal occurred. Carter had discovered Sarah was cheating with her implant technician, but his override kicked in. He didn't feel rage. He felt serenity. So when Sarah whispered, "You're free now," his brain reinterpreted betrayal as release. He walked into the fire smiling. Layla claimed she didn't install that module, but someone did, and now Sarah Mendez was being charged too. 2.3. Emotional assassination experts coined a new term: emotional assassination. It's not murder in the traditional sense. The body isn't forced to die. The mind is manipulated into letting it happen. No physical harm, no poison, just the emotional restructuring of a human until they willingly let go of life. The prosecution called it the perfect crime. And Layla's clinic had made it possible. At least 3 other patients died under suspicious circumstances. One walked into traffic, one drowned while smiling, another overdosed on champagne and pills, surrounded by love notes written in third person. Each case shared a signature: emotional override, triggered at time of death. Layla denied involvement, but then came the final twist. 2.4. The implant in Roland detective Mia Roland had been having memory lapses, emotional numbness. When she finally scanned herself at a private lab, they found it, a prototype implant buried deep in her brainstem. She had been one of Layla's earliest test subjects, but her memory of it had been suppressed. She was emotionally calibrated to pursue justice with passion, even if it meant risking her life. The prosecution collapsed the next day. Roland recused herself. The judge dismissed the charges on Layla. Why? Because if the lead investigator's feelings had been manipulated, so had the entire investigation. And just like that, Layla walked free. 2.5. The clinic reopens. 6 months later, Layla rebranded her clinic under a new name, Neuroethica. Her slogan? Feel better, on your terms. Sarah Mendez disappeared. No charges stuck. No closure. But in a quiet corner of her new lab, Layla had a private server, storing logs, profiles, triggers, and one folder remained open. Patient 001. Layla Vaughn. Emotional override. Never feel guilt, ever. She'd tested the program on herself, and she never stopped smiling.